This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. Just head on over to discord.lrn.fm. Could be a crime soon in at least one New York county to simply annoy a police officer. We'll tell you about that one.
By very existing.
On the way. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
So it looks like the antinatalists are back in the news, Richie. You've got a story.
It's now a movement, apparently.
A movement of people who, for those who have not heard of these folks, we've talked about them, I think, only on one occasion in the past, within the last couple of years here on Free Talk Live. These are people who, Mark, that's not the appropriate way to disentangle a cord, just to let you know. He's just yanking on a highly
$1,000 stereo cord. Equipment. You're just pounding on it. Yeah.
Anyway, so the antinatalists are people who are upset that they're alive.
Yep.
But aren't willing to do anything about it.
Blaming their parents for having the thought of conceiving them.
And actually, yeah.
Right. My theory here is that now that we've solved the problem of, you know, shelter and hunger and pretty much everything that is going to kill us in life, that society's doomed. And the reason is that we as a species demand problems. We must have problems. We're problem-oriented. And so, now that we've got all these problems solved, we, as a species, listen to these evolutionary anomalies.
That's a nice way to put it.
Grog would have smashed this guy's head in with a rock. Ugh. No want to live? No problem.
Grog hungry.
Right. And then Grog would have taken his woman and his shiny rocks and his weapons.
You presume this guy has a woman.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. You know.
Who would want to be in a relationship with somebody who didn't even want to live? I mean, it's bad enough to be with somebody who's depressed, but to actually be with somebody who... Well, let's get into the story here, because it's more than one guy. You know, this isn't just one guy.
If they didn't want to live, they wouldn't live. What they want is to complain.
Well, some of them want reparations, right?
And that starts with the first guy who was was successful in this. So
he was successful?
I thought he was.
I don't know. I don't remember.
We'll get into that. I thought he was successful in suing his parents at one point.
Oh my God, I hope not.
We'll see. And I think this might be the one that you guys were referencing before. In February, a 27-year-old Indian man named Raphael Samuel announced plans for an unusual lawsuit. He was going to sue his parents for begetting him. It was not our decision to be born, he told the BBC. Human existence is totally pointless. So that's it right there, right? Like, just go ahead and off yourself and leave your parents out of it, right? Samuel recently told me over Skype from Mumbai that he has a good life, and he is actually close to his parents.
What do they call it when you believe life is pointless?
Nihilist.
Nihilism.
Via
right.
Nihilist. We believe in nothing.
I kept thinking of narcissism. I'm like, no, that's not it.
That's you.
No, you're projecting.
Might be projecting nihilism. I mean, nihilism is a weird path to travel because at some point, like, what is the purpose? Mm-hmm. Like, no one really has a good answer for
the nihilists
the
are right about life not having a purpose. I mean, life has the purpose in so much as it perpetuates itself. But if you aren't having a kid, taking care of a kid, or, you know, doing something to perpetuate the species, you're really not participating in whatever life is about. You kind of have to create what life is about for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And
which is what most people do.
Yeah, that's a very empowering stance. Like, I'm going to decide what my life is going to be about, and then you're going to go about doing that.
Sure.
And some people take the step forward. They go, my legacy, after I've died.
Well, you might as well, if you've created what your life is going to be about, then create what your death is going to be about, too. Let's go.
Right.
Not a problem. I mean, there are a few people that managed to pull it off. Jesus is a darn good example of somebody who managed to make a really great legacy. Charlemagne ain't no slouch either.
All right.
King Leonidas II, I would say, is probably the second most important person in Western civilization behind Jesus.
Never heard of him.
It's because you're an idiot.
Me too, then. I mean, I've heard of him, but I don't know much.
All right. Sparta.
Oh, okay.
Thermopylae.
Oh, is it the guy? Was that the 300 little, guy?
Yes, the 300 guy.
That's about as much research as I've done on Leonidas as well.
Well, okay, so 300
ignorance
movie,
is different than idiocism.
It's true, but they are vanishingly similar in practice.
You can only study so much history, man.
Then you should know about the second most important person in Western civilization.
Fair enough. Okay, moving on. His complaint is more fundamental. I looked over at Ian. He had nothing. I'm going to read. His complaint is more fundamental. He believes it is wrong to bring new people into the world without their consent.
There's no way this guy won this lawsuit.
He wanted to sue his parents for a symbolic... I thought someone did, though. Maybe not him, but I thought someone did. He wanted to sue his parents for a symbolic amount of money, such as a single rupee, to instill that fear among parents in general, because now parents don't think before having a child, he told me. Samuel subscribes to a philosophy.
That's probably true. Most parents probably didn't think real hard before they had a kid. Probably an accident.
Are we talking about on the planet? Yeah.
Yeah, anywhere. United States, the planet.
Most is true, but I think a lot of people in the United States are planning.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But most people I know were accidents.
So, just in case he's listening, my son was definitely planned.
Good.
There you go. I don't really talk to him very much in recent times,
mm-hmm.
but at the time,
it was a plan.
It was a plan.
I'm adopted, so I'm going to go with accident. Mm-hmm. What about you, Ian?
Your parents were married.
There you go.
Yeah. Look how you turned out.
I think my parents were divorced before I was born, if I know the dates right. Samuel subscribes to the philosophy called antinatalism. The basic tenet of antinatalism is simple, but for most of us, profoundly counterintuitive. That life, under the best of circumstances, is not a gift or a miracle, but rather a harm.
It's a burden.
And an imposition.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would say that it's an accurate statement. I mean, I agree with the natalists in their contentions. I just don't think that they have a productive pro-life position, right? They have a pro non-existence position, which I have to generally, you know, disagree with. But, you know, they're correct in all their little assertions.
You mean they're correct that they didn't have consent? They didn't give
consent?
There is
no consent.
Well, duh.
Right. I mean, don't you? It's important.
Depends.
In life, important activities requires consent. Mm-hmm. So the creation of life presumably should require consent. However, it is completely impossible to get.
That's right.
So... okay, what do we do now?
Kill yourself if you don't want to stay here.
Right, that's what you do.
That's the way out.
The counterpoint I've heard to this is, well, you more than granted your consent, right? You were the fastest swimming little sperm to get to that egg. You beat out millions upon millions of others.
You wanted it then.
You wanted it that badly that you won the race.
You changed your mind.
The other interesting thing with the imposition is this is a difficult concept for most people to wrap their head around, and that is like poverty and harsh conditions being like the default state of man.
Now, this guy was from India, or
this is an Indian man.
So, yeah, I just was looking here to see if there's any news on this, and just a quick search for antinatalist lawsuit shows all the stories from February, and then this story here. So maybe there hasn't really even been any action on the case since it was originally brought. We'll perhaps find out more here, but I do find myself wondering, was this person, this antinatalist who's bringing the lawsuit, did he have a tough childhood? You know, was he raised in a very difficult...
Probably, Mumbai, India.
A poor home? Well, I mean, I'm sure there's some middle class and rich people there, but, like, you know, what was his upbringing like? I'm not asking you because you know, I'm just asking.
Probably as harsh as he claims, right? Because if you're from a wealthy family, right, you have a head start on everybody else.
Yeah.
You're also unlikely to have as many brothers and sisters as if you were from a poor family.
True, which could be more helpful on a farm, perhaps. But as you know, but if
from not in Mumbai,
family,
it's not.
But did he say his life was terrible growing up? I didn't hear that.
He did not say that yet.
Yeah, I mean, just because It was just a curiosity,
right? His
focus
is more on the consent.
He could still hate his life even if he was raised rich.
Yeah.
That's certainly a possibility. There's plenty of depressed rich kids.
Probably even more likely.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. People who have it all but yet are still frustrated with their life. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org. Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here, coming on the anti-natalist movement. I, I don't know if there's a movement here yet, but we're learning more about them. We talked about them earlier this year when a man in India apparently has sued his own parents, or has attempted to sue. Perhaps he already got kicked out of court. I haven't seen an update on the case. Kind of looking through Raphael Samuel's Twitter just to see if maybe, you know, he himself tweeted some sort of an update about that legal situation. I haven't spotted anything quite yet. But for some reason, it's back in the news. So maybe we'll learn more from this Guardian piece that you're sharing with us here, Richie. It's Ian, Richie, and Mark in the studio. By the way, I want to say thank you to Liberty.menu, which is a great tool for the Liberty community. It's exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, then you really should be over at liberty.menu, where you can list the things that you do, put them up on the map there, like you got a business, or maybe you have an event that you want to help promote. Perhaps you are a digital content creator. There's categories for all of those things there. And listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's even a bit of a social networking aspect as well. So head over to liberty.menu and get the things that you do listed on the site so you can get some more business from other people who care about freedom. So it's liberty.menu, and it's free to use. Get on over there. You can use code FTL to get a Free Talk Live listener badge for your profile. We can't give you a discount because it's free. So liberty.menu, get on over and get started there. Let's continue here. Richie, you've got the story from The Guardian about these anti-natalists, people who are frustrated with their lives for whatever reason. Maybe they feel like they're pointless or whatever, but they are mad at their parents, basically.
Because they violated their consent.
For having them in the first place. But they don't seem to be willing to actually do anything about it besides whine.
Right. It's a relatively easy problem to solve if you don't want to be alive.
Sure. Well, it's easy, but it's not easy, right? Like, it's simple, but it's not easy.
Well, what it indicates to me is that they're just complaining.
Yeah.
Not that they have any actual intention or desire to, you know, have what they want. They're just kind of people are point of law.
Mm-hmm.
Here, here. I did not consent to this life, so I might do whatever I wish.
Mm.
You know, no, that's not
for the most part. Well, for the most part, you can. You can do whatever you wish.
No, you know, no, you can't.
In a lot of cases, you can.
You can pretty much accomplish what you put your mind to in this world.
Yeah,
sure. But
yeah,
you can't harm other people.
No,
and
that's true.
If you expect responsibility for all your actions. And these sound like people who don't want responsibility.
All right, so I'm going to jump ahead because you said, like, is it just the one guy or is this the movement? So 37-year-old Dallas-based woman, Dana Wells, goes by the friendly anti-natalist on YouTube.
Oh, she's dying for views.
Yeah, there you go. Posted a video featuring the Stephen Colbert clip, which featured Raphael Samuel, and to congratulate him. We all owe you a round of applause, she said. It feels like we've arrived. It feels like the big time. The notion that having children may be a bad idea seems to be gaining mainstream popularity.
Is antinatalist a gender now, too? I self-identify as antinatalist.
You probably could. I don't think it'd be a gender, but you know, libertarian or anarchist or nihilist out there, you're an antinatalist, abolitionist.
Her YouTube channel, The Friendly Antinatalist, has about 1,000 subscribers. Topic is a description discussing antinatalism, topics related to antinatalism, and exposing and challenging the pro-natalist agenda. So she wants to convert you.
Nonsense.
Absolute
nonsense.
Antinatalists believe that procreation has always been and always will be wrong because of life's inevitable suffering.
Well, I'll give you that. That suffering is an inexorable part of life. You must have it. And if you don't have it, that you'll create it in so much as whatever the small level of suffering you experience, you will call that the largest level. Because whatever amount of suffering you've experienced, there's always the largest amount of suffering you've experienced, right?
Let's go to the phones here. We got Dave on the line in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. What's on your mind?
You know, this is not the first I've heard of this. So our morning guy on 790 WNIS brought it up a couple days ago. So I've had a couple days to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So the gentleman that is filing his claim, he's Indian, is he not?
That he is,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you would think, well, how can someone ask their own child's permission to bear them? Well, in India, if he's of a particular denomination of religion, he may have been available before he was born as someone else that they could then ask.
Reincarnation, yeah.
Well, that's an interesting claim. I don't know if the reincarnator belief or the reincarnation belief system includes the belief that you can somehow identify the soul that will be reincarnated as a specific baby.
That'd be a fun countersuit, though.
I'm going to go ahead and give consent right now. So anybody out there in the future that happens to hear this recording, go ahead and have the kid, because it could be me.
See, you're doing a responsible thing. You're giving permission in advance, which we should all do, in case reincarnation is a real thing.
Wait, now that Mark has given permission in advance, do we have to, like, criminalize abortions again because it might be violating his right to reincarnate? And we don't know which one of those aborted ones is actually Mark coming back?
That's true. The law of unintended consequences, isn't it?
Dave, good call. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope.
Thanks for making it. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us on the radio, whether you want to talk about antinatalism or whatever's on your mind, it goes here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. All right, Richie, where are we at?
So they tied this into the climate activists in gaining increased attention due to general pessimism about the state of the world, giving both more opportunities to gain support. So can we blame the millennials then? Because that seems to be like the depressed generation, pessimistic outlook on the world, climate activists.
He definitely, I mean, looking through his tweets, and I'll give you his Twitter handle here. It's Nihilanand, Nihilanland. Anyway, he definitely seems to be a climate-concerned individual.
There you go. Yeah. See? In modern history,
well, the climate would be in a lot better shape with about an eighth of the amount of people on the planet.
1,000 YouTube subscribers, maybe? In modern history, another strain of thought emerged warning against the dangers of population growth. In the late 18th century, Thomas Malthus sounded the alarm that the population would outstrip the food supply.
Is this Malthusian guy?
Yes,
yeah, okay.
It is.
And did he predict when the population would outstrip the food supply? Because
he's the third most important person in Western civilization.
Because whatever he predicted, he was probably wrong about that.
Well, yeah, because he said that we would outstrip the food supply, or population would outstrip the food supply, and it clearly hasn't happened. In 1968, a Stanford biologist named Paul Ehrlich published the best-selling book, The Population Bomb, and co-founded the organization Zero Population Growth, later renamed Population Connection, arguing that the growth in global population would lead to famine and ecological crisis. He also suggested that people have no more than two children. One member of the Zero Population Growth struck out on his own with a much more radical agenda. A man named Les Knight launched the Voluntary Human Extinction Movement with the goal of phasing out the human race by voluntarily ceasing to breed.
If you fall for it, you deserve it.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. The antinatalism discussion continues.
With Fortune DNA, you can invest in anything you want to, 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use your money before you're 59 and a half without ever losing your principal, all with the blessing of the IRS. Avoid the volatility of the market, put certainty back into your investing future, and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Public impeachment hearings resume Tuesday. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on CBS's Face the Nation.
The president did was so much worse than even what Richard Nixon did. But at some point, Richard Nixon cared about the country enough to recognize that this could not continue.
Republicans say the testimony has all been hearsay. This week, EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland is scheduled to testify. Ukrainian embassy staffers say they overheard Sondland speaking to President Trump about an investigation in Ukraine. Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner on CNN.
When you ask Sondland, and you've got his testimony, he actually says, I was told by the President of the United States, I want nothing, no quid pro quo, I just want him to do the right thing. So we'll all have to wait for Sondland's testimony, which is direct testimony.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
What you want here, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about antinatalists, people who hate their life and aren't willing to kill themselves. So they'd like to do things like sue their own parents instead, or just complain on the internet.
And, create YouTube videos.
Yep. So we'll talk more about it. Your calls and thoughts are welcome if you want to join us. Maybe you are an antinatalist. You're welcome to call in. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live brought to you by Edge Wallet. Available for iOS and Android devices, Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies. And it's a great wallet. I actually used it tonight to buy my dinner before we came here. And it was great. It works very well. It supports multiple different cryptos, including Bitcoin, BTC, Ethereum, Dash, Ravencoin, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and let's see, Bitcoin Cash, and a bunch of others that I'm not going to name here. Go to edge.app to learn more about it, how you can secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. And again, it's edge.app on their website, or just go straight to your Google or Apple app stores and download Edge Wallet. As we continue, we'll get back into the story about the antinatalists. But first, we go to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Good evening.
Hey.
It's about a report coming out from the United States Secret Service, and it is entitled Protecting America's Schools, Secret Service Analysis of Targeted School Violence. And, you know, this is especially relevant given these nasty school shootings that take place, and especially the one recently out in Saugus High School in California.
Where he now, did not fit the bill of a typical school shooter.
This was the one that happened a few days ago?
Yep.
Is that right? Sure. I heard very little about it.
He had good grades, I think it was like on some sort of team, had a girlfriend.
Wow.
And then still went up and shot the place up.
And did he kill himself?
That I don't remember.
I don't think so. I think
he shot himself and he was rushed to the hospital and he stayed there for a couple of days and then died.
Okay.
Now, I thought he'd been shot.
So that was the next news cycle. So that one they might not have caught. Some people weren't updated on that point. But an important finding here is that, quote, most of the attackers were bullied by their classmates. And for over half of the attackers, the bullying appeared to be a persistent pattern which lasted for weeks, months, or years.
Unquote. I'll buy that.
Now, keep in mind that these people are forced to attend school. Their parents are forced to send them to school. And
that's right.
Everybody is forced to pay for it, whether the schools stop the bullying or not. And then the cities and towns impose these zoning restrictions to try to limit how many people are going to move into the town and send their kids to the school. And those restrictions, by reducing the amount of housing, drive up people's rents, which further makes it even more difficult for families to afford private school, which further reduces any hint of competition. They've got no competition at all. And so, yeah, and it's unfortunate. The unfortunate part is that, you know, the bullies aren't always the ones that are going to be taken out. There's no reason to trust the victim to only select victim to shoot people that clearly deserve it. And also, these...
Would you be okay if they only shot the bullies?
Well, the bullies that are constantly picking on them and attacking them, you know, there's a point where enough is enough, and the government should take care of that, but they shouldn't be making people go to school or pay for school or pay the outrageous extra expenses of housing that prevent people from being able to afford private school.
I definitely agree that people should not be forced to pay for these schools. There's no doubt about it. They are putting people together who do not belong together. They cannot get along with one another. And the way that these administrators at these schools have to deal with situations like this is unfair. As I recall, toward the end of when I was in school, which would have been in the late 1990s, they were punishing people who, if there was a fight, right, like if one person was a bully and picks on somebody and the other person fights back, or whether they fought back or not, anything that was perceived of as a fight, both parties would be punished, even if it was clearly an aggressive act by one of the two parties. Mm. You know, very, very rarely were fights mutual consensual, you know, combat. It was usually somebody picking on another, and then maybe the other person defended themselves. But didn't matter who actually started the fight. Any people who were involved with fighting would be suspended. So, you know, it's not a fair system the way that they deal with this stuff. And so that's going to cause even more frustration.
So I went to a private school that was well known
in Hawaii.
That was well known for their football prowess.
Mm-hmm.
And one of these star football players picked a fight with a teacher.
Really?
The teacher got fired. His suspension, the student's suspension was up prior to football season. So I thought that was interesting.
So he came back.
He came back.
Before the end of the year.
Not before the end of the year, like before football season began.
So this happened in the beginning of the year then?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, okay.
And is that a problem? So in the marketplace, right, you bring whatever you bring to the table.
Yeah, I'm going
to
say it's a problem. If the teacher defended themselves and got fired for that, that's a problem.
That you're saying that's because it's the school. But the school is known for its football. You know, if the school's about producing a great football player, that's what the teacher's there for. And if they can't help produce the great football player, then...
Like by absorbing punches?
Just saying.
It's an interesting take.
Okay. I don't support football much at all. I think it's, to me, it's a pretty violent sport that has a lot of bad ramifications. I like to watch certain games, and I love it when those guys are reaching out and manage to get the ball with one hand while they're in full gallop and then pull it back in. I mean, to me, that is an amazing feat. However... You know, there's a lot of problems with football and everything that's associated with it. You know as well as I do, being from Florida, where football is king.
Football's big everywhere.
No, it's not.
What?
It's not like...
In the United States, football is... How many places have you lived? Everywhere I've lived.
Football's big in New Hampshire?
Hell yeah, dude. Haven't you seen everyone wearing Patriots jerseys and Patriots hats?
NFL.
And everything? Are you talking about high school football?
That's what we're talking about.
No, you said football.
All right.
I was a little lost, too. I'll be honest. I was a little lost, too.
All right. All right.
I was trying to think of... Like,
so you would agree football's big across the United States.
People like the NFL.
Yeah.
Yes. And, in
and they like
areas,
college football.
Not as much.
And in certain areas, high school football's a thing.
Sure.
Right. Typically more down south.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
The college football's bigger down south.
Okay.
So anyway, so I just wanted to share that because, you know, the administrator, and I brought it up with the vice principal at the time, like, how is the student back when he was as complicit or more complicit than the teacher? And he went, well, the teacher's an adult, should have known better. So that's why the teacher got fired and the student got brought back. Hmm. Kid mistake, teacher should know better, out he goes.
Okay.
Yep.
So what else?
Back to the article then?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to drop one more name and to skip ahead a little bit. In 2006, South African philosopher David Benatar published a book which is widely credited with introducing the term antinatalism. While he sought to discourage reproduction, his ideas grew out of a different premise. The objective of antinatalism, as Benatar sees it, is to reduce human suffering.
That he should stop dragging my heart around.
I think Pat Benatar?
Yeah.
Yes. Since life,
some Benatar.
Since life inevitably involves some amount of suffering, bringing another person into the world introduces the guarantee of some harm.
Yeah, it's true. You know?
He argues that the quality of even the best lives is very bad and considerably worse than most people recognize it to be. Although it is obviously too late to prevent our own existence, it is not too late
it's
to prevent
too late.
The existence of future possible people.
It's never too late for suicide. I'm not recommending it, but for anybody that really hates their lives, you know, why bring everybody else down? Just go ahead and end it.
I'm with you. That's why I think Mark kind of agrees, too, because he said, well, they're just looking for attention and for something to complain about.
Yeah, I don't. For me, suicide's a a terrible option. It's very painful for the whole family, everybody who's involved, except for these people.
Yeah.
People that, you know, the handful of people on the internet that are looking for their 15 minutes of fame by advocating a clearly ludicrous position.
Yeah, what's more painful, having to sit at Thanksgiving dinner with these people year after year after year, or finding out they off themselves? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Share your thoughts on antinatalism. It's free talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com. Or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want here, the toll-free number is 855-453-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. We're talking about the anti-natalists, a group of people, don't know how many of them there are out there, who are so frustrated with their lives. They wish they could end them, but they're not really willing to. So they complain about it on YouTube and Twitter and, you know, trying to make money off of it. I don't know. We can continue with that here. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. Also want to say thanks to Vince, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier.
Thank you, Vince.
Vince contributes $10 per month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations. We've got 200 stations coast to coast and beyond in the United States. We can do more. We can have 300 or 400. It's possible. But it does take effort, it does take time, and money. So the AMP program helps us do that at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So thank you, Vince, for joining as a gold amplifier. We only ask for $5 a month. Vince is doing 10, so appreciate that. But I also appreciate everybody that's doing 5 as well. So it's amp.freetalklive.com. You did find out a little more about Raphael Samuels. This is the anti-natalist guy who kind of, I don't know, started the movement or whatever, or at least becomes...
He's the one that filed the lawsuit.
He became the most noteworthy.
Right.
Allegedly filing a lawsuit. He may not have even gotten to that point. Go ahead and give us the update on that.
So the update, the lawsuit has not gotten off the ground. I have been clearly told by a sitting judge that I will be fined by the court for wasting its time. So I originally thought that someone had won, and I think personally, like, I can admit I was wrong. He clearly, you know, clearly the evidence is...
Yeah, he didn't even get to trial.
But I think what I was confusing it with is there was another guy, not an anti-natalist, but like a 30-year-old attorney in California some years ago that sued his parents for child support, and he won. So I think that's where I...
Oh, at the age of 30, he wanted to continue receiving child support.
He was like, my life is too hard doing this. I want to go back to, like, just getting bennies from the parents.
Play video games all day. Yeah,
and I believe that's where I was confused, and I think he did win his case.
It does seem odd that we picked an arbitrary age of 18 and decided, all right, you don't have to support them after that.
I did not pick that age.
But we, as a...
You mean the government?
No,
we as a society.
I think it's more of a society thing. I think the government reflects that at some point.
So?
Yeah.
But why do different governments have different ages?
I don't know. Do people? I know some people kick their kids out of the house, and some people don't. Mm-hmm. Some people
so
let them.
In a lot of cases, you can emancipate at age 16.
Sure.
So it's not just 18 necessarily.
Well, but 16, you have to go through an extra procedure. 18,
that's true.
It's kind of just, it's there.
Right. At 18, you can just say, get out.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have that story of the guy in New York that didn't want to leave the house. Do you remember that one?
His own parents' house, yeah.
Yeah, his parents' house.
And the little man-child.
They had to get a court order to move him out,
right.
And he was pretty upset about it.
Yeah, where is he now?
I don't know.
Forget his name.
All I can tell you is the monkey that took the picture didn't get to keep the picture.
My first roommate.
You know which
college.
One I'm talking about here? There was a macaque,
yes.
I believe, that took a took a cameraman's camera and snapped a picture of the cameraman.
And someone sued saying that the photographer who owned the camera didn't have the rights to the photo.
Right.
Yeah.
That in fact it was the macaque that took the pictures. So
right.
And that's an interesting situation. And I side with macaque. Macaque owns the if the guy let them hold the pictures, then it's his. Wasn't there the story of the orangutan that was emancipated in Argentina?
That was recent.
Yeah, that came to live in mm-hmm. Florida. But I mean, what does the ruling in Argentina is a free ape free in Florida? I don't know.
Wait a minute. I want to go back to the macaque and the picture real quick, because if the macaque is taking a picture with the camera owner's camera,
yep.
the photographer's camera, and he has the right to that picture, doesn't that mean every factory worker who builds something in the factory has a right to that product because they made it, even if it was the factory owner's equipment?
They've already entered into an agreement to exchange compensation for something, whereas the in this case, it was clear that the guy lent the camera to the macaque, right? Like, he didn't wrestle the monkey. Do not do this, people. Never wrestle a monkey. He didn't wrestle the monkey to get the camera back. He just let the monkey take some pictures.
So if he would have said ahead of time, here, you can take this picture, but I retain the rights to this picture, no problem.
Right. Now, the guy did end up with the rights to the picture. you and I disagree. I think the macaque gets the picture.
I did look up the guy, the dude that sued his own parents, or no, the dude sued by his parents to evict him from the house. His name is Michael Rotondo, and there has been an update. What's he up to? According to
SyracuseFortniteWorldChampion.com,
he's actually been in court again. This time he brought a lawsuit against his former employer, Best Buy. The story from October of this year, Michael Rotondo apparently has been defeated in court. Best Buy won. Central New York's litigious evicted son lost another legal battle this month against his former employer. He is 32 years old, sued Best Buy in federal court in 2017, claiming the electronics retailer discriminated against him because he's a man and a father. U.S. District Judge David Hurd tossed out the lawsuit last week, writing that Rotondo's, quote, baseless and unsupported allegations do not come close, unquote, to the requirements for a discrimination claim under the law. Rotondo had accused Best Buy of passing him up for promotions, treating him differently than the women he worked with, harassing him with bad work assignments, and firing him unfairly. Best Buy argued that Rotondo wasn't promoted and was ultimately fired because he wasn't good at his job.
That sounds about right.
Provided documentation of numerous written and verbal warnings Rotondo was issued for being late, not showing up for his shifts at all, and making mistakes that cost the company money.
He was probably replaced by a Mexican.
Such as giving customers the wrong discounts.
The chosen one.
The company also claimed Rotondo didn't meet his sales goals while working at Best Buy. Rotondo claimed problems with Best Buy stemmed from visitation he had with his son on Saturdays. The company required Rotondo to work Saturdays, even though his supervisor had promised he'd be able to have time to visit with his son, he argued in court. The company said they never promised him Saturdays off and require all employees to have a certain number of days available for work. So he failed. He tried to get $339,000 out of it, including attorney's fees, even though he represented himself in the lawsuit.
So I've had multiple disputes with employers over time off
mm-hmm.
because a lot of times
yeah.
it's agreed upon by one representative
right.
of the organization.
Yes.
Verbally.
Yes,
there's your problem.
You're right. It's absolutely the problem.
Yeah.
But he could have been told by a supervisor, don't worry about it. We have plenty of employees with kids.
Could have been.
Take Saturdays
off. Didn't have any proof.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
I would agree with you, Ian, that you should get this in writing at the time of getting hired. But yeah. I've had the same issues.
Sure.
You know, you get, look, I can do these hours and whatever. And then, you know, you get into the real world of working and suddenly everybody's like, what do you think you're doing? That's not how this goes. But wait, I had an agreement.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Jake's in Texas watching on YouTube. Go ahead, Jake.
Oh, hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
What is your opinion about immigration?
For it.
I like immigration. Why do you ask?
Oh, but I'm talking to like the Mexico drug thing that's going on.
I'm for it.
Well, that doesn't have to do with immigration. That has to do with drug smuggling, and I'm in that case against...
I think the Mexican drug lords are probably harder working than our drug lords.
In that case, I am against the war on drugs, so I'm for total legalization of all drugs.
For real?
Yeah, why not? Why wouldn't you be for that?
Well, I feel like they corrupt people.
Drugs do?
Yeah.
You're taking the wrong drugs.
Those are demons.
Thanks for the call, Jake. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Do drugs corrupt people?
I think that,
the misuse of drugs.
Yeah,
the abuse of drugs.
A drug addict is likely to do things that they otherwise would not have done prior
Absolutely.
To that, right? Like rob their own grandmother or steal from her jewelry cabinet or whatever, right?
Break
like
into a car.
Yeah, that they wouldn't have done previously. So you could argue that a drug addiction can lead people to corrupt themselves.
And a certain percentage of the population, small, is going to, you know, they're already predisposed to this. And I think that if anybody takes heroin long enough, they're going to be addicted to it and they're going to have to break that habit. That doesn't necessarily make you a bad person that does bad things to be an addict, but
some people can pay for their addictions. They work, they pay for them. They're a weekend warrior on their thing that they do or whatever.
So that's not an addiction if you're a weekend warrior.
Functional addicts.
Yeah, true. More coming up here. 855 450 free. What do you want to talk about? Ending the war on drugs or whatever's on your mind? On the way here tonight, we do have the story of the police. Apparently, it is now a crime, or will soon be a crime, in one New York county to simply annoy a police officer or any first responder. 855-450-FREE. That's the number where you can join us here on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you sick of hearing the same crap on libertarian podcasts? Inside jokes, interviews of the same person you've heard 50 times? Then you need to listen to the Lava Flow podcast. No nonsense and to the point. Get the information you need and get out. You won't hear the latest libertarian circle jerk news here, but instead hard-hitting anti-statist news with me, Roger Paxton, shooting from the lip. LAVA stands for Libertarian, Anarcho-Capitalist, Voluntarist, and Agorist. And if you think you fit any of these categories, then this is the podcast for you. Listen now at thelavaflow.com to find out what's rustling my jimmies, what's in the news, the latest bad cop, stupid stuff statists are saying, and so much more. You can find out more and subscribe on any podcatcher at thelavaflow.com. That's thelavaflow.com, part of the Pax Libertas Productions podcast network.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.